Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. We was having some problems with the music. However, we're going on in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I see Evangelist Sharon came on, but she left. Okay, we're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into the lesson. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. Your word says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So I truly thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to be on the broadcast. We will not take your word for granted. We will not take the opportunity for granted, because we know that you rule and super rules. And we know whatever we ask in faith, you are granted in grace. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to speak your word on this broadcast. And we just praise you for it. We give you the honor and the glory. And we ask you these and all blessings in Christ's name. And for his sake we pray. And everybody agree with this prayer, said amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pick up where we left off yesterday. Bless God. And I We were talking about blind to God's truth. And I'm going to say this right now, brothers and sisters. If you have been awarded, I'm going to put it just like this, awarded to know what the truth is, you are one blessed child today, because there's so many lies and Satan don't want people to know. So you are truly blessed if you have been afforded and awarded, let me say it like that, to know what truth is, because that's what sets you free. That's what makes you free, is truth. And as I always say, don't cheat yourself out of what's yours. Truth belongs to you. Let me say that one more time, because somebody might have missed that. I said truth belongs to you. It's your right to know the truth. It's your biblical right to know the truth. The Bible says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Another translation says, set you free. But either way, you want to be free, bless God. Hallelujah. Well, I want you to know the devil is busy like never ever before, because he only has but a short time, the Bible says. He has a short time. And people that are blind to truth, they don't even see that, because they have no reverence for God, as though what God can do and capable of doing. They do not understand. They're just simply blind. But we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. I think we was in Zechariah 6, 11 through 12. That may and may not be the scripture I was looking for, but I'm going to ask Evangelist William if she'll read that. Zechariah 6 chapter and the 11 and 12 verse.
One moment, Pastor.
Okay. Are you on, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay.
Zechariah 6. Six, 11 through 12.
Yeah.
Zechariah 6, 11 through 12. Then take silver and gold and make crowns and set them upon the head of Joshua, the son of Hosea, the high priest, and speak unto him, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, behold, the man whose name is the branch, and he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord.
I apologize. I'm sorry. That's the seventh chapter.
Okay, Zechariah 7.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
11. Uh-huh. No problem, Pastor. Zechariah 7, 11 through 12. But they refused to hearken and pull away the shoulder and stop their ears that they should not hear. Yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone. They should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts have sent in his spirit by the former prophet. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Then the Message Bible. But did your ancestors listen? No. They set their jaws in defiance. They shut their ears. They sealed themselves against God's revelation and the spirit-filled sermons preached by the earlier prophets by order of God of the angels' armies. And God became angry, really angry, because he told them everything plainly and they wouldn't listen to a word he said. Amen.
Amen.
So you have people, and they go back to St. John 1 and 5. So we'll read St. John 1 and 5. And as they find that, I'm going to elaborate just a little bit on the fact that they stopped up their ears, man. They didn't want to hear the truth. You got people right now who they'll stop up their ears. So they don't hear. I'm talking about their spiritual ears. Not those flappers on the side of their face. I'm talking about their spiritual ears.
Mm-hmm.
And look how they made their heart. What did the Messenger Bible say, Pastor? How they make their hearts?
I turned from it, Pastor.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay. But listen, brothers and sisters, they made their hearts like flint, okay? Let me just take a moment to tell you this before we get into John. Because it's so important that you don't allow the enemy to use you like this. See, because the enemy, he will use you. He will cause you to say, oh, well, you know what? That ain't the way my preacher preach. That ain't the way my preacher preach. And when mm-hmm. they say stuff like that, it's because they're stopping up their ears.
Amen.
Yeah.
And actually what they did, they actually took things and stuck it in their ear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like the earplugs we have. How about that one?
Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine somebody taking that and putting it in their ears so they don't hear what God is really saying?
Have mercy.
The flint, it was a piece of material that was used to really make a spark. They took that and stuck it in their ears.
Have mercy.
I know that may not make sense to a lot of you guys, but that's how blind people are. They just don't want to hear the truth. They'd rather stay Amen. Blind than to hear the truth. They'd rather keep on with their shenanigans than to hear the truth. And I'll be honest with y'all. One time and I'm just going to be real honest with you guys, I didn't want to hear nothing but Baptist stuff. I didn't want to hear about no Holy Spirit. I figured I already had everything I needed. Didn't want to hear about no laying on the hand. I mean, I just became really blind to real truth. And it's not until I allowed my ears to become open till I was able to comprehend. And then that goes what St. John 1 and 5 says. And you can read that right there.
One moment, Pastor. John 1 and 5. John 1 and 5, the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, the light blazed out of the darkness. The darkness couldn't put it out.
Amen.
Now, where's that from, Pastor? The Messenger Bible?
Yes. John 1 and 5. Yes, Pastor.
Thank you. Yeah, see, the light shines in darkness. and the darkness did not comprehend. We won't get into darkness today, but let me tell you, brothers and sisters, when you start talking about darkness, you're talking about an evil world.
Yes. Amen.
You're talking about the rulers of the prince of this world. You're talking about principalities. When the Bible speaks of darkness, it's talking about these spirits in the high places.
Yes.
And in Zacharias, if you go back and read that thing, you'll learn these spirits had went out. It was, I think, about four or five of them. And actually, it was against the children of God. Not all of them. Mm-hmm. One of them was for us. But the other one, just overbearing. Angels had to fight on our behalf then, just like they fight now. But if you don't believe in them, then they can't help you. See, they're only going to help you if you start believing in them. You start asking them and acting on what they're capable of doing. Yeah. But until you comprehend this stuff, until you grasp the significance of the light. See, the Bible says the light shines in darkness. And until you make that decision that you want that light, that truth, until you get that understanding, that the word of God is truth. And so when he tells you to do things, even though it sounds crazy,
yeah,
but it works, brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Amen.
See, to comprehend is to understand.
Yeah. Yes. That's right. Amen.
And not only, but in this word, it talks about a clear idea of what's going on. See, we understand some things, but we don't always get it clear. Just like, for instance, why should I confess? Why should I confess? Because, see, most people teach confession is you just get before and you confess what you did. No, you start confessing what the word of God say you are. See, that's true. That's understanding.
Yeah.
That if the word of God says, if you'll say it and not doubt it, but believe what you say will come to pass, you will have whatsoever you say. That's why it's important of what comes out of our mouth. Well, everybody don't understand that. Everybody don't comprehend that. They do not understand that if the words come out of your mouth, it's going to change the atmosphere.
Amen. Amen.
Having right and wrong confession. See, people that's in the darkness, they don't understand why they need to say, by his stripes I'm healed, because the optical nerve don't let them see it, so therefore they feel like, well, hey, I don't need to see that.
Amen.
Oh, I got some receipts for you now, baby. 2 Timothy 3:7. I got receipts, okay? I got documents to show you. But we're going to look at 2 Timothy 3:7, because you got to be able to comprehend. You got to be able to discern. You got to be able to realize, hey, this is the word of God. If he says, lay hands on the sick, forget your hand, do it. But see, if you're walking in darkness, you don't get that. If you're walking in darkness, you don't realize that, hey, everything come out of your mouth is going to affect your life, man. It will. The Bible said, let the sick, here you are sick, said, let the sick say they will.
Amen.
Amen.
Who does that?
They still be well. Amen.
Let the sick say they will. You got to say it.
Yeah.
Not think it. Say it. And if you say it long enough, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, Slewfoot don't want you talking like that. See, because you don't start talking like God. Now, he don't want you talking like that. He'd rather you have a forward mouth and say, oh, well, that's for other folks. That ain't going to work for me. He'd rather have you to say all these negative things, all these doubts for words and stuff. But you need to comprehend the truth.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, 2 Timothy 3:7. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen, amen.
Amen. 2 Timothy 3:7 from the Message Bible. These are the kind of people who smooth talk themselves into the homes of unstable and needy women and take advantage of them. Women who depress by their sinfulness, take up with every new religious fad that calls itself truth. Amen.
Amen.
Read that again, Pastor, for me, please.
Yes, Pastor. These are the kind of people who smooth talk themselves into the homes of unstable and needy women and take advantage of them. Women who depress by their sinfulness take up with every new religious fad that calls itself truth. Amen.
Amen.
Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth.
Yeah.
And some of y'all mm-hmm. might wonder why. So the Bible says these are silly women.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is that they are, and so forget about the woman part for a moment, because the part I want you to focus on is that ever learning and never able to come to the true knowledge of the truth. See, mm-hmm. you knowledge is true, but then you got the knowledge that is true, that's which inside truth. In other words, knowledge is true, but you have some knowledge that's not true.
Amen.
Now, I don't want to lose nobody, but I want you to catch.
Amen.
So you got a lot of people, they have knowledge, but it's not the truth. I've shared this several times with you guys because of the different kinds of truth. It makes it hard for a young Christian to really grasp this stuff because the different kind of truth. They don't understand that you have different truths. One time, and I never taught it in Ohio as well, but I know I was teaching one time about the different kind of truth because you got historical truth. You got pertinent truth, and you got the truth. We won't get into that, mm-hmm. but I just want to tell you, the Bible says that the word of God is truth, okay? In John 14:17, let me show you this so I can make a point here. Because people, they have knowledge, but they don't have the truth that's within that knowledge, if that makes sense. They got mm-hmm. truth. But they don't, they have knowledge, but they don't have truth. So that's why they don't comprehend. They're not understanding. They don't have that word. They don't have the word of truth. Let me put it to you that way. They have a something relevant, something that they can relate to. And then they got the kind of truth that they can connect the past with. So, yeah, this is the church right here. And that's how they focus. As far as they're concerned, that's the church not really understanding that inside there's a real truth. Even though you have some past, but you got some truths. Okay? But read John 14:17, and we'll come back to Timothy.
Yes, Pastor, John 14:17. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees it, seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. This friend is the spirit of truth. The godless world can't take him in because it doesn't have eyes to see him, doesn't know what to look for. But you know him already because he has been staying with you and will even be in you. Amen.
Okay, so let me try to explain this. See, people, they have knowledge. We're going to go back to 2 Timothy again. They have knowledge, which one time talked on that too. But they have knowledge, meaning that they are familiar, they are aware, just like the Bible. You can say, oh, I got a Bible. You're aware that you have a Bible, but do you have the truth that inside that Bible? Do you have the facts, or you just have the fact that you see? Because most folks, they just have that understanding that, okay, yeah, it's a Bible, and, you know, you live by it, but they don't have the truth in that, because Christ is the truth. So sometimes you have to compile, because, see, most of the time, they just operate on scientific stuff, man's wisdom, but not God's wisdom. They have man's data, but they don't have God's data. They ever learning man's stuff, but never learning God's stuff.
Amen.
And here's the fact of the matter, brothers and sisters. What they say, when you know, you know.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Let me say that again. Somebody might miss that. I said, when you know, you know. Even though you may think that because you have a body of facts through learning or through experience, but listen, brother and sister, because you have that, that means you really know. Because I can't tell you how many years I studied the Word of God and was missing it every time. I didn't comprehend. I mean, I thought I was comprehending, but I really wasn't comprehending. I just had knowledge.
You too, Pastor. Amen.
See, preaching every Sunday, ever learning, and never coming to the truth. So that's what he's saying in Timothy here. You got people ever learning. Oh, I'm just learning the different books of the Bible, learning the theological viewpoints of it, learning scientific, learning. But never able to come to the true knowledge. And there is knowledge, it's fact, but never able to come to the true knowledge. It's just like right now, there are people don't understand. You've been forgiven of your sin. Now, if you want to walk around thinking that you haven't, you haven't come to the true knowledge, because the Bible says that God made Jesus to be sin for you, that you may become the righteousness of God in him.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Let me tell you what. They was forever learning, but never able to come to the true knowledge, or the knowledge of the truth. That's what I should say. Because that's what the scripture said, the knowledge of the truth. See, you got truth, but then you never really come to the knowledge of the real truth. Because you're too busy doing what the world suggests, rather than coming out of the world and getting into Christ. That's why he said the light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light. Remember we talked about that? They choose to love that. And I'm going to tell you, to break somebody up from their lover is not an easy task. They love that. They love to be in darkness. They love to play church. They love to make folks think because they're singing to God. You know, good word ain't singing to God. Stop it, I say. Stop it with the foolishness. You're singing so Sister Mary will get happy. You ain't done until you look over there and see the pastor doing his dance. Well, hold it, time out. I thought this was about God, people. Took over. curve. Everybody in there dancing. You dancing because Joe Willie dancing. You dancing because Susie dancing. See, ever learning that you ought to praise God, but never coming to the knowledge of truth. Are you really praising him, or are you just doing it?
Help ourselves, because...
Yeah.
No reason, Paul said, but thou have fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience. I mean, y'all understand that when you get to a certain place in Christ, brothers, you got to start recognizing the truth, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at some point in time, you got to call a spade a spade.
I'll find it.
Are you going to still go along with the okey-doke or the foolishness? I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I know the difference when somebody praising God and they're not.
Amen.
I know somebody who's really singing to God and singing to the people. I know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't mind telling you, don't mind showing you, I know the difference between when people are praising God. I mean, they're really giving their praise to God, or they're out there trying to show out for the people, entertaining.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Am I the only one ever seen that?
No.
That's right.
I talk up, man. I'm just going to be honest. I speak up for the Lord. I let him know. God ain't blind to that. God know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Let me tell you how Jesus had to deal with these people. Over in Matthew 13, 34 and 35. Read that for me.
That was what, Pastor? Matthew's?
13 chapter, 34 and 35th verse.
Matthew 13, 34 and 35. All these things spake Jesus into the multitude of parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, all Jesus did that day was tell stories, a long storytelling afternoon. His storytelling fulfilled the prophecy, I will open my mouth and tell stories. I will bring out into the open things hidden since the world's first day. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so parables are like a short story intended to teach some basic truth.
Amen.
About some spiritual stuff that you have no idea unless you've been born again.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
So Jesus had to teach these people in parables what was really happening in the kingdom of God, because they were so used to seeing things in the flesh and through the world way.
That's right.
So when Jesus would give it to them straight, they wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
They wouldn't understand. So I had to teach them in parables. And I'll be honest with you, brothers and sisters, that's probably, and some people, they rather believe the parable than the truth because they don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go away talking about the parable rather than the truth that's inside the parable. Satan have blinded people like that. He spoke to the multitude in parables, and without a parable, he did not speak to them. Did y'all hear that?
Huh? That's right.
Yeah.
It's just some folks, you just got to speak to them in parable until they get born again.
Amen.
The Bible said Jesus didn't even speak to them. And the reason he did that is so he could fulfill which is spoken of by the prophet. Said, I'll open my mouth in parables. I will other things kept secret.
Yes.
There's a lot of things was kept secret in the Old Testament. They didn't know anything about getting born again. They had no clue what that meant.
All right.
See, the only birth they knew about was what Nicodemus said over there in the third chapter of the book of St. John. He said, what, I'm going to go back in my mother's womb? I can't do that. He said, even if you could, you still wouldn't be born. You still come back corrupt.
Amen.
So the parables intent, maybe that's the way I should put this. You got to know the parable intent. The parable intent is to give us an illustration.
All right.
Of a moral or a religious principle. So in other words, these parables is to give us an idea of what God's principle is all about.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's just like it gives a story about the Samaritan, how he had gotten off his beast over in the 10th chapter of the book of Luke. And the man had been left in a ditch. I ain't going that day, but I want y'all to know the man had been left in the ditch, half dead. And there came the church folk. The priest came down. He saw the man. He walked over to the other side. You know, like a lot of church folk see people, and rather than help them, they walk on the other side. That's what he did. Then there came the Levite. That was part of his job, was to help folks. But the Bible said he crossed over and went on. But then there came a certain Samaritan who wasn't banned the road, wasn't being flashy about what church he belongs to and all that good stuff. Somebody who had the love of God in their heart.
Didn't wear
no titles. They weren't no bishop, weren't no apostle. But they got down and he bandaged up the man's wound and put him on his one feeder. So he had to walk. He had a horse. He had to walk. And when he got to the inn, he told the innkeeper, now whatever he need, give it to him. And when I return on tomorrow, I'll pay you.
Yes.
Jesus said, now if you want eternal life, go do this. Don't go talk about it now.
Yeah.
Don't go flashing it. See how many likes you can get, posting it and reposting it. No. Go and do this. He said, you'll have eternal life. Well, see, Jesus had to give that to them in a parable because they didn't understand that you had to deny yourself. They didn't understand what that meant. They were blind to it. They were blind to truth.
Yeah.
Over in Matthew, we'll do one more scripture since we're in Matthew 13. Let's do verses 10 through 15.
Yes, Pastor, Matthew 13:10-15. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whomsoever hath to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Esau, which says, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Then the Message Bible. The disciples came up and asked, why do you tell stories? He replied, you've been given insight into God's kingdom. You know how it works. Not everybody has this gift, this insight. It hasn't been given to them. Whenever someone has a ready heart for this, the insights and understandings flow freely. But if there is no readiness, any trace of receptivity soon disappears. That's why I tell stories, to create readiness, to nudge the people toward receptive insight. In their present state, they can stare till doomsday and not see it, listen till they're blue in the face and not get it. I don't want Isaiah's forecast repeated all over again. Your ears are open, but you don't hear a thing. Your eyes are awake, but you don't see a thing. The people are blockheads. They stick their fingers in their ears so they won't have to listen. They screw their eyes shut so they won't have to look, so they won't have to deal with me face to face, and let me heal them. Amen.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
We'll pick that up tomorrow there. But I just want you to know, brothers and sisters, isn't that something? Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You talking to somebody, and they don't even know what you're talking about. You looking at somebody, and you don't even know what you're looking at.
Amen.
So the disciples said, and let me tell you something about the disciples, and we'll pick this up tomorrow. But the disciples, they had this thing where if they didn't know something, they ask. See, you got a lot of people who caught up in pride. They won't ask. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's a spirit of fear, or maybe it's a spirit of embarrassment. But whatever it is, you need to get rid of it, because you'll never learn the truth.
Yeah.
You'll learn, but you won't learn the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Until you humble yourself and become like one of these little ones, Jesus said, you ain't going to learn nothing. You'll be dancing all on top of it. You'll see the same scripture I see, but you won't understand it. You'll hear the same message and won't even comprehend it. So that's what John was saying. Yeah. See, the light shined in the darkness, but the darkness didn't comprehend it, meaning that they had the wrong spirit. They didn't get it. They was operating in the spirit of darkness, which happens to be what Satan controlled.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that you operate in the spirit of light.
Yes.
God's light. So you can understand it. So the disciples, they had Jesus right there. Man, they had my ass and Jesus. Jesus, why are you speaking to us in prayer? Well, why are you doing this? I mean, every time I look around, you're talking about the fig. You're talking about, Why are you speaking to us in parables?
Yeah.
But we'll pick up tomorrow.
Yes. Amen.
That was Jesus' Amen. Doctrine. For those that don't know, that was his doctrine. But not to those that was close to him. Not to those that was in his word. That was only for those who were not in the truth.
Amen.
Never learning Amen. And never coming to the true knowledge.
Yeah.
But those that was with him and walking with him, hey, he had a whole